Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Matt Bosco, Logistics Specialist at Logistics Plus. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. Let's jump right into it. Can you tell me a little bit about your background and how long you've been with Logistics Plus and what your current responsibilities include?
So I started with LP as an intern in 2002. Interned for about 8 months and then came on board when we had the contract with General Electric in the international department. And since then, over the 16, 17 year period, I've worked in domestic, international, bulk cargo. I've worked with oversized freight, moved boilers to Iraq, 240,000 pound units. We moved three of those. So I've been in just about every department here. One of the unique positions I'm in is Jim can literally put me wherever he needs me. There's a little catch up, but there's not a whole lot of training that needs to be done. The learning curve's already been there. So literally, I think there may be two other people in the company that can claim that they've been in every, the only place I haven't been is accounting.
You know, being as flexible as you are, that has to be so valuable to Logistics Plus.
Yeah, it lends to a lot of flexibility. So, and the other nice thing is I've worked with a lot of high value freight, not just the value of the freight, but the cost of the moves. So there's nothing there to intimidate me. We get some people that come in at the beginning in their first couple years, and we're not giving them $500,000 projects to move. With me, there's none of that. So,
Matt, having been with Logistics Plus for over 16 years now, you've probably been involved in a lot of different things over the years, haven't you?
Sure. So I've done everything from LTL to truckload to project cargo. We moved three boilers to Iraq from Lincoln, Nebraska. They were 240,000 pounds. You know, the truck we had was a suspension trailer. It took about a month for the freight to go about 800 miles due to the regulations. You know, it had a truck pushing it. It had a truck with fuel, with tires, couldn't move if there was any precipitation on the road. You know, escorts everywhere. It was 19 feet wide, which is over a two-lane highway. So it had a lot of restrictions. So that's probably the coolest thing I've done so far. It was, besides the boilers, it was all the parts and consolidating and all the vendors and all that. I think it took about a year and a half to do the whole project from end to end. It wasn't just moving, but it was vendors getting caught up and consolidating all that freight. It was about 30 containers on top of that. So that's probably the coolest thing I've done. But we've done truckload projects. It's not uncommon for us to have 50 truckloads going to 50 LTL terminals with 2,000 deliveries for the LTL carrier that all have to happen in like a week's time. So
I can imagine that every order brings its own set of challenges.
It's crazy. It is, especially when you have customers that are on specific time deadlines. For our rollout project specifically, all of these are displays going into retailers for a specific season. For example, Black Friday. In the month of October, we had about 5,000 pallets that had to pick up and deliver. They didn't all pick up at the same time, but that was only three projects. So each one was almost 2,000 pallets apiece. And you get a week, and it's all got to go, and it can't miss.
That really lends itself to little room for error, right?
None, because the last thing we want to do is tell our customer we failed. So there's a lot of preparing and a lot of pre-work that goes into making sure everything's lined up ahead of time. And one of the unique things about this is our customer doesn't care if the vendor has an issue shipping. Like, we have to make it. I don't want to say money's not an object, because it's always there and we always need to save it and be mindful that we just don't have a free check to spend, but it's got to make it. And, you know, they don't want to hear that $200 stopped them from getting everything delivered on time. So it's kind of playing that balancing act of knowing, okay, it's time to spend the money to make sure we meet our deadline. And it's time to run it by them and say, hey, what do you want to do here type of thing. But it's incredibly stressful. I don't think I slept the month of October. So, and neither did my wife, of course. So,
what do you think about the phenomenal growth LP has had over the past several years?
It's been pretty crazy to be here from the beginning and see where we're at now. It's one of those things that this was always the plan. The plan was always to get here, but when you don't know how that's going to happen and kind of trying to make that out of nothing, it takes a lot. But the growth has been nuts. It's great to see. I mean, we all like coming to work every day, and that's part of the deal, and part of everybody's job is to try and facilitate the growth that we had. So it was, like I said, it was always part of the plan, but seeing how we got here was pretty unique, and you know, a lot of hard work went into getting there. So,
Matt, when you started off in 2003, did you ever envision the company being where it is today?
Well, it's funny because my first week was probably the worst week anybody's ever had. So they were basically chaining me to the desk to stay and not give up. But no, you didn't. You know, like I said, it was always the plan to end up here. But no, you couldn't have envisioned it, especially this quick, to go from, you know, 40 people to 600 worldwide or 500 worldwide, whatever we're at. You know, there's 130 here in Union Station. I remember when Jim bought the building and walked the 30 of us through it and said, how crazy am I? And the answer is, you're nuts, but we're in with you, you know? So it's been good to see. I'm glad it happened, but at the time I didn't see this.
Matt, what sort of activities does the Logistics Plus Special Ops team get involved with? And what does a typical day look like for you guys?
The activities we get involved with, so first of all, our role is to, most of our customers are, they're all transactional. They are customers that have a lot of freight that don't want a resource dedicated to them, but it benefits everybody by having the same people work on their freight. It cuts down frustration for the customer. It also ensures that on our end, that everything goes well and we know them, we can ask the right questions to keep getting more freight, to continue to grow with them. And I think it puts them at ease a lot. But so that's kind of the customers we have, very repetitive. And we do everything from LTL to truckload for them. We don't do international freight and special ops, but you know, we have LPI down the hall that could handle all of that. But yeah, it's basically truckload and LTL. And then any projects that come up, it could be not just rollout projects, but large warehouse moves. We had a customer that had a 160 truck project warehouse move, and we did that, and it was over like 4 or 5 months. And not that NAD couldn't have done that; it was just easier to put it in with us because we're already doing all of that stuff. So,
I'm guessing with the holidays upon us, you've been pretty busy with rollouts the past couple months, haven't you?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, everything is for, they're usually displays. They're for a special event, which was Black Friday. We're going to start the Christmas ones now. And it is, we have anywhere from a month notice on some of these to a couple of days notice. And the role is to make it work, whatever it needs to be. The larger ones, we get more time. But it's not uncommon for, you know, a 30 truckload project to show up and it's Monday and it's got to start on Thursday. And that's just something that we have to deal with our partners. And, you know, we do a lot of pre-work, especially with the larger ones, making sure that everything's arranged. We have people in place. We kind of will brainstorm what are the things that can come up that could go wrong and what we're going to do if the X, Y, and Z happen, how we're going to fix it and make it right. So the nice thing is this is our second season doing a lot of these rollouts. So we've been through some of the more common ones and those preventative measures are in place. So when things go wrong, we're not thinking so much. We're just reacting because we did the prep work to make sure that we were ready to go when it didn't go right. So,
If it's a partner that you're familiar with, I know the philosophy at Logistics Plus is whatever it takes. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, so our partners know that when these projects come up, that's what's expected of them as well. And they, I mean, they've succeeded. I mean, this is our second season doing this type of rollout projects and whatnot. So, but it's very much whatever we have to do. And they just kind of know that up front.
Matt, you've been involved in some very large, interesting product and promotion rollouts, haven't you?
The craziest one is probably the we had a 559 pallet project, and not just crazy because it was the very first one we did, but it was crazy because we had short notice. We didn't know what possibly could go wrong yet and how we were going to fix it. So it was a lot of late nights. It was a lot of after hours. I think we had 5 days to arrange it. It was roughly 40 truckloads from Northern California, and it went to retailers nationwide. And I mean, it was only 500, and that today that seems like a lot, but compared to, you know, we just did multiple 2,000 pallet projects, so the 500 one's nothing. But these were a little bit bigger. The displays were a little more in-depth compared to what we normally do or what our customer normally ships. So we ran into more delays in the LTL networks and things like that. And it was about rescuing a lot and just trying to prepare for what could go wrong with having no clue of what that was going to be yet. And anytime you're dealing with LTL freight in general, you know, things happen in their network that they can't control. You know, a dock worker calls in sick, so there wasn't as many people to put freight on trucks, and all the trucks got to go to the next terminal, and yours doesn't go, and you wake up, and it's 500 miles away from destination, and it's got to be there by, you know, 5 o'clock today. So it's running into things like that and how you deal with it that made that one so interesting. It just we didn't know what we didn't know yet, so...
What are some of the more challenging aspects of what you do today?
Yeah, so we run into, and it's not just with the rollout projects, but some of our customers have more in-depth solutions need to be created to help meet what they're looking for. And that is the main challenge. Is sometimes it's not always cut and dry. It's not always, you know, find a truck from point X to point, you know, A to B. It's what solution can we come up with that makes sense for them in a cost-effective manner? And our goal is never to tell them no. So one of the challenges we have is sometimes the only solution is expensive. And it's how do we convey that to them? And we try to come across with, look, these were the 10 things we looked at. You know, I know you don't like the solution, but this is what it costs to meet the deadline that you have. And it's, you know, trying to convey that in a way that, you know, they not necessarily go forward with it, but they aren't disrupted. Their production isn't disrupted and their client's happy and everybody kind of can continue working with that, that it's a solution that they can accept. That's what you're trying to do with still being upfront with this is what we've done. It comes back to communication, but it's finding those niche solutions to solve their problem. That's the hardest thing about it, which is part of the thing that benefits, even though they aren't paying for people to just work on their account, it's having the special ops team. They're calling Bev every day. They're calling Kelly every day. And more importantly, they know they're going to come up with something. Might not be the solution they thought it would be, but we're not telling them no either. So
for newer clients, that lends itself to more pressure with these rollouts, don't they?
It very much does. You know, regardless of how much we tell them that we know what we're doing, until you go through it a couple of times or they go through it with us, you know, it's a lot easier to show them. And our rule is in that case is we over communicate. That way they feel like they're involved through the entire process and step of the way. With the new rollout, I mean, it's as simple as they give us the deliveries, they tell us the dimensions and the pallets of the freight they're moving, and our job is to put the solution together, communicate with them, send them the load plan. Not every customer requires appointment times, but we prefer to work with their receiving department or shipping department in a manner that they know when the trucks are coming in. We find that over communication just kind of helps ease everything, and they feel less, they feel more involved, and the possibility of them being surprised, they feel is much less, and that's important. We want them to feel comfortable with using our service, and over communication is kind of the key with that.
Matt, that over communication is something that sets LP apart, doesn't it?
I agree. And you know, as we tell a lot of clients, we're looking for partners in this. That's how we view you as our client, and we're as much invested in your success as you are. And I think that's kind of what sets us out. Is, you know, Jim calls it gas. It's caring, and it's not just freight to us. It's what you do every day, and it's how you guys succeed. So our job is to partner with you and help ensure that continues.
How does technology support what you and the special ops team do?
Good question, and it is vital. When we have a project rollout that can be 2,000 plus pallets, we can't sit there and enter 2,000 shipments into our system. I did the first one before we had an upload tool, and it took me about 3 weeks to do 700. So technology, you know, it plays a vital role. I would say it cut us down to, we can upload 2,000 shipments in about 3 hours as compared to a couple of weeks. I mean, we probably don't have enough people to support manually entering all those. So between the our IT department creating solutions for us internally, we have dashboards for our customers so that they can see, you know, the shipments they've done, the money they spent, where it went. They can break them down by projects on our dashboards, and it gives them a lot of access to information and reporting that they would tend to come to us for, and now they can just go and retrieve it themselves from our dashboard or our system between when they need it, or we can have it auto-sent to them. It's given them the visibility they need, and it goes back to sort of the over-communicating, in that there's less surprise when you're being transparent and you have access to what would be their information. It's money they've spent. It's shipments they've done. I think the technology makes them feel more comfortable in that it's always at their fingertips.
Basically, over-communicating makes your job easier, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a lot easier. From an internal standpoint, prior to the technology we have today, all of that was done manually. So a customer emailed you, I need report X, Y, and Z. And then you had to go and either put it together or get with IT to have them pull it from the system. I mean, it saved time for everybody involved. And it's nice to be able to be that transparent with your customer as well. So
how has logistics changed today versus where it was when you started with LP over 16 years ago now?
It's light years from then. I think as a company, we've matured a little bit. We've grown up, which has helped. But overall, I mean, when I started there, we were in the 20s. We had 20 people in the U.S. We had a couple offices overseas. You know, now we have 24 offices in 20 countries, 600 employees. We're in all the major markets now. And when I started, that didn't exist. It's nice to know that there's almost nothing a customer can come to you with and somebody hasn't run across it before. And it's able to tap into the experience and kind of accelerate the learning curve. And I think that's the biggest change. When I started, we just didn't have that. I mean, we were kind of figuring things out, and I don't want to say making up things as I go, but our only goal was to grow with no real plan there. So it was kind of everybody's job to figure out how we do that. And, it worked.
Matt, since you've been with LP for so many years now, you must know Jim Berlin pretty well by now. What's it like working for Jim?
Well, it's it's good, obviously, but I would say it's not for everybody. It's very, you know, I think one thing you'll find in common is everybody here understands that it's self-driven as much as anything else. I mean, he expects results. He doesn't really care how we get there. We have the freedom to, within reason, to change things as we need them, as long as we're all working towards the same goal, which is to continue growth. But it can be a little different. I mean, he's, you know, he hasn't been here for 40 days. So, you know, it just hands off. But at the same time, he checks in with everybody. And, you know, everybody here is on the same page as far as that goes. It can be challenging, but at the same time, I don't know if I'd want it any other way.
Matt, that's probably a great compliment to the department at Logistics Plus to not need Jim in the building on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's, I think that's where some of the maturity comes in. I don't know if, you know, 15 years ago, you know, things would have gone like they are today. He was much more hands-on, but that's, you know, as a leader, he knew he needed to be. So, and he knows today that there are people in place to kind of help keep everything going forward and drive the growth that we need to have. And, you know, he has the ability to not be in the building. He still stays connected, but he knows that, you know, he can go have his life as well. So, and that's important.
Matt, thanks again for joining us. We'll close with this. What makes Logistics Plus such a great company?
I would say it's the people. You know, I've been here 16, 17 years now. There's multiple people that have been here, you know, 8 to 12 years. You know, you tend to be all in or not here very long. I mean, that's just kind of the way things go. But it's knowing that everybody here is working towards the same goals. I would say there's not a whole lot of egos. There's not a whole lot of me, and that kind of helps facilitate everything else. It's easy when you see nobody's out for themselves in a way that it's easy to just to kind of go along and, you know, continue pushing forward to grow.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.